Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's your Channel 94.1 news update with Molly on the Big Party Morning Show.
Well, as we roll into back to school and looking at, you know, the fall, the CDC issued updates on COVID guidelines. They're no longer recommending the restrictive measures of the past, like quarantines and social distancings, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. They're basically saying, like, you know, if you get exposure, before it used to be like you had to sideline yourself, you don't have to. So the new guidelines got released yesterday. And they are, you know, we've been dealing with this for more than 2 years. Nearly the entire U.S. population has at least some immunity, whether it was vaccination or you've had it once, twice, multiple times.
Three times a lady.
They do say people who test positive should stay home for at least 5 days and then wear a mask around others for 10 days.
Okay.
And they continue to recommend masks indoors. Like if you go.
No one's listening to the CDC.
No.
And they're not. I mean, especially when the rules change.
No.
You're like your math teacher every week saying 2 + 2 is now 5. Now it's 6. Now it's 4 again. I mean, you're like, okay.
I mean, I just figuring it out. An eye implant that uses collagen from pig skin could be the secret ingredient in solving blindness. So what they've found is they did this research. A dozen blind people had their sight restored after getting eye implants. Basically,
are they
like,
completely blind?
It's like when you get like corneal blindness, you know, like when you need a cornea transplant.
So you were born with sight and you lost your sight.
And you lost your sight.
Okay. Wow.
So usually you have to wait for a transplant list. You have to wait for a cornea. They're saying they can manufacture these corneas using this pigskin protein and people 2 years later can still see. 20/20 vision.
That sounds incredible.
I know.
Miraculous. I mean,
unbelievable. Because right now it's been really tough because it's like you've got to wait to be on a transplant list and find a donor that can.
And you're saying corneal?
Corneal.
We were going back and forth all day yesterday with Kate because we were talking about eyes and contacts and I kept referring to my corona.
Delish.
That's what you will see if you need some stuff. If you see a corona around
my
things.
Cornea.
Right.
Well, they do fascinating things with pig skin.
Oh, yeah. Pigs are.
I mean, if you have a wound, open wound, they'll replace that. Because it grows, for some reason, it grows faster.
Really?
Heals faster. They'll replace that with pig skin.
I feel bad when I eat pork.
Absolutely. Easter. I know. Gosh,
dang. Pick it up off my plate and hold it against my chest.
Think about
and
every.
It seals.
Do you eat pork rinds?
Growing.
Do you eat pork rinds or anything like that?
Oh, my God. Pork rinds. You're putting that up there?
That's skin.
It's fried pork skin, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. What was your top of the list of how many days of your life a hot dog takes away?
36 hours.
How many hours does a pork rind take away from your life?
Wait, 36 hours or 36 minutes? I thought you said 36
minutes.
Oh,
sorry. I'm sorry. 36 minutes. Here's the chart right here. Here's the chart right there. I shared it on Facebook, but 36.3 hours every hot dog you eat.
No,
not a peanut butter and jam sandwich.
Minutes.
Minutes.
I'm sorry. I keep saying hours. Minutes. Yeah. Plus 33 minutes.
If you go to a baseball game and you have two dogs in the stands, you're losing over an hour of your life.
Yes.
What the hell are we doing? It's on the back end. What are we doing, people? I want to enjoy life. Now I'm going to have another dog.
I feel like if you
I'm
gonna
not going to make
like
it now
that,
to 94.
That, all of a sudden, like, you're in Interstellar, where you got to, like, figure out, like, if we go down to this planet, we're losing X amount of days. We got to come back up. You're like, just have the hot dog.
But look, you can recover, so they say. 33.1 minutes is added to your life with a peanut butter and jam sandwich. Now, that brings me to the question, what the hell is jam versus jelly? That's the same thing, right? Jam and jelly?
Jelly and jam are different.
I'm sure it's a British study, and they don't say jelly. They say jam. Peanut butter and jam.
Instead of saying eggplant, they say aubergine.
French fries.
Yeah, how eating various foods affects your lifespan. And the good ones at the top of the list was PB&J, baked salmon, bananas, tomatoes, avocado. But how are French fries on the...
Exactly.
You gain a minute and a half when you eat a French fry?
No way.
That's according to this dumbstudy.com.
Where did you find this? French fry? Would my son give this to you? By the way, speaking of horrible
But look,
foods,
look, wait. Off the list, where you're...
Now in the
that's
negative.
Bad for you. The negative is cheddar, bacon, pizza, double cheeseburger, soft drink, and the worst one is a hot dog. So if you eat a bacon, cheddar, pizza, double cheese, I mean, that's all the good stuff.
You've got a bunch of other problems if that's like your the solid. You're like, these are all the things I ate today. Your doctor's like, well, and this is why you're here today. To talk about.
And I really don't eat any of that junk and I'm still fat. That's
I
what
eat
sucks.
Pizza.
I know. I don't know what it is.
We don't really eat that terrible. Uh-uh. I just probably the more damage I do is that I don't eat consistent and regular. I mean, so I'm sure I have a screwed up metabolism.
Yep. Do you move around
well, any, and don't exercise?
You
enough.
Don't
so
exercise.
So our metabolism just sits there and processes whatever we put in the garbage can and holds on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because it's afraid you're not going to eat again. Stores you know, it, right?
Easter famine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we drink too funny? Much. We drink too much.
And you don't move enough.
I'm sure my body is like, we've got to make booze food. There's a pep talk every day in my belly. They're like, I don't know what he's going to eat, but we'll know he'll drink eventually, and that's probably dinner. So store everything.
Make it work.
I have squirrels in my stomach just hiding nuts. That's dinner. No, that's dinner. That's dinner.
Well, we
like
didn't have
wine.
Breakfast.
Wine is dinner. Yeah, I think that's it.
We
talked to the brain. He's not looking at food.
What time do you pour your first glass if you drink during the week, roughly?
Dinner.
Yeah, with dinner. Okay.
Dinner's approaching.
See, I was impressed with you the other day when you told me about how you're going to eventually have a glass of whatever with dinner. Because I generally start before dinner, sadly enough.
Oh, I've done all that bad stuff.
Okay, all right, that's what
I
generally do.
The key is to try not to keep any booze in the house.
Yeah.
Do you do that, really? You don't keep booze in the house, really? Like, you buy as needed?
Well, I basically run out and don't replace.
Yeah.
Okay. And I clearly knew I had COVID because I had booze in the house, and I stared at it for 2 weeks. Like, gross. Like, it looked like gasoline.
Yeah.
Really?
And then I knew I was getting better when my body was like, are we going to drink dinner or what? Are we drinking dinner? What's the deal here?
I'm starving. When are you going to pour a glass?
I was like, I think I'm getting better.
That's how you know.
COVID's over.
That's how I knew.
Dinner bell's
first
ringing.
Glass.
Look,
yeah.
look.
Well, see, that's the problem with me, too, is that I have to run out and refill my, and like, I have tons of beer. I should just bring it all in. Tons of wine. Everything I don't drink, I have in the house. Tequila's my thing. I buy the giant bottle of Hornitos at Sam's Club.
Yes.
$30. Can't beat it. Small bottle's $27 everywhere else you go. Wylene, every time I go get one, Wylene says, grab three or four. Like, you don't have to keep going back. I'm like, you're the greatest wife ever.
Don't you feel judged at the counter,
every
though?
Time. I'm not.
Like, you have to lie and throw in party hats. Be like,
a bunch of
paper
people
plates.
Are coming over. So many people.
Yeah.
I hope I don't.
I've gotten that deal where the person behind the counter goes, I want to come to your house.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're buying too much booze when they say that. Oh. I want to do what you're doing this weekend. I'm like, drinking alone? Having dinner?
For breakfast?
No, and I always roll my eyes like, yeah, it's going to be a pretty big shindig. You only turn 30 once.
Hey, I blame COVID and his job. I mean, a good sign of that you're buying too much booze is when you go to the self-checkout and the lady comes over to, you know, approve your alcohol purchase before and you don't have alcohol.
Oh, my God, really?
Like, she sees you, she's like, well, this guy.
You roll up with toilet paper and some celery, and she runs over like, anyway, Lisa, you got to get that Hulu. Beep, bop, bop, bop. You're good, sugar.
Look, I'm
you're
like,
this is celery and toilet paper. It's like, are you, checks your nose. Are you okay?
Wait, do you have COVID?
You should be wearing a mask, sir. Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm not having
that. That happens to him on the regular.
Yeah, yeah. It's
anyway,
sad, but
is
anyway.
There any significant news?
God, no.
Other than pig eyes.
Are you kidding me? The Outlandia Music Festival gets underway today. That's a good one. It's definitely, it's like the wrap up. It's the summer concert season. This is like our last big festival, and it's the best, I think, for last, Outlandia Music Festival. And it's general admission tickets, $79 for a single day, $149 for 2 day passes.
I'm so happy for Brandon. He's
Today's starts at 4, gates at 3. Today's Clarence Tilton, then Real Estate, Band of Horses, and then the headliners, The National.
Love it.
Really cool band. Even if you know maybe you hadn't heard of it, they're awesome. Tomorrow is gates at noon, starts at 1, and the headliner is Wilco.
That's okay. A great
got
one.
Local natives, Silver Sun Pickups, the Breeders. Remember the Breeders?
Yeah,
the
great
Breeders
show. Are great. And it's outdoors.
My first couple and skate was with
King that D. area, Molly. Breeders. You haven't been out there yet, I don't think, to Falconwood, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's so cool. It's very cool. So,
the cool story with the Breeders are way back in the day, I believe it was Nirvana's last show. They opened up for him here at the Exarban Coliseum.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Coliseum. That's
and
funny.
Kim Deal from the Breeders got ticketed at the Coliseum because she said from the stage, is anybody holding?
Oh, really?
Wanted to buy a bag of weed, said it from the stage. I mean, how times have changed.
Yes.
And in conservative Omaha, like the local cops there,
nabbed
her and gave her a ticket for possession.
Nope.
Go out to that event. We don't have many outdoor shows, and Brandon's done a great job of bringing us entertainment like that outside. It's fantastic out there. All right, so we have Pitbull tickets up for grabs here within the next 15, 20 minutes. So you're listening for Iggy Azalea's Fancy. When you hear it, call us. We'll hook you up with those tickets. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Iggy coming out of retirement. Iggy Azalea in town. Yes. Opening up for the legendary Pitbull, Baxter Arena, next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic show. And this is your last chance to score tickets with us. Got someone here. Hello, what's your name, dear?
This is Emily.
Emily, are you a married woman? What's going on?
I am.
Oh, really? Well, give a shout out to your husband.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin. Okay. Can I ask your last name? What's your last name?
Osmond. Okay. Anderson.
Okay. Because your phone came out, because we have an ID here also. Sometimes it works. It
comes, yep.
It came up as Scott Assman.
Yep, that's my maiden name.
What?
That's amazing. That's your maiden name?
Was that your reason to run out and get married?
I actually hyphenated it because everyone recognizes me.
Because you were before you were married, you were Ms. Assman. Ms. Yep. Assman.
So now you're Assman what?
Anderson.
Assman Anderson.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. That is the greatest last name.
You need to go marry a guy whose last name was Breastman. She could be Assman, Mrs. Breastman. Assman Breastman. Or Assman Legman.
Legman.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Leggett. Assman Leggett.
When it popped up, and I you know, you're the right caller, of course, I had to stop. I was like, you guys aren't going to believe this, but I think her last name is Assman. I've got to find out.
That's so exciting. You have the greatest name ever.
Yes.
Now you need to put that on a license plate.
You probably thought it was spam.
I thought it was fake. I was like, they can't be true.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld.
How was it?
Yeah, exactly.
How
made
was it?
The last name famous.
Yes. How was it like growing up, like when you're like roll call and stuff?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got made fun of a lot.
How about when you walked across the stage for graduation?
Oh, you had to, like, phonetically spell it.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is fantastic.
You come from a long line of ass men?
Yes.
Really?
And what kind of, if we could just keep going, what is, like, the ethnicity
of
it?
Yeah, what's the nationality?
Nationality.
German.
Oh, really? Okay. Osman.
Yep. Yep.
From a long line of ass men.
Wow.
Like there's an umlaut. There's a bunch of ants.
Holy smokes.
Wow, this is really exciting.
How long have you been married?
since 2018.
Okay. What was it like when you met your husband? Did he give you grief or make jokes about your last name or anything like that?
Nope.
Every time he took a knee, she would go, yes. Oh, you're grabbing your fork. I just really want to get rid of this last name.
What's your first name? What's your name?
Emily.
Well, congratulations.
You're a good sport, Emily. Yeah. You've been a good sport your whole life.
Absolutely.
And you deserve everything coming your way, Mrs.
Yes.
Ass-Man.
Thank you for your patience.
Mrs. Ass-Man, I'm sorry, but this is so unique.
Who are you going to go to the show? Are you going to take your husband or one of your best friends?
I don't know yet.
All right.
He's a big Pitbull fan.
You like Emily's vibe.
But I am.
All right.
Okay, you're going for sure. You should have just answered, I'm taking Mr. Breast Man.
But, <Right. yeah. laughs>
All right, hold on, Emily, okay? We'll get you all hooked up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you believe that?
That's so crazy.
Ass Man.
I wouldn't want to lose the last name.
Never.
I don't think I would want to lose the last name.
Well, no. You think you'd be kind of, you know, attached at that point. I mean, if you made it through the gauntlet of puberty. Like, if you made it through grade school, middle school, high school, where it was just absolute, I mean, that would be seriously Hunger Games. If you have a last name like Ass Man, you're like, well, obviously, I'm teed
and we,
up.
We had the kid in high school whose last name was Munch.
Oh, boy.
What was his first name?
Richard.
Was it Richard.
Oh, quit it. Since short as dick, that's what they call
him. And they called him that.
Well,
you're like, does your family have no sense of...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Humor? Your last name is Munch? I right away would go, okay, we really got to think, because I don't feel like anything's safe in front of Munch.
Right.
Right?
You got to be super careful.
And if, like, you were a girl named Lisa Butte, you could never marry anyone in the Munch family, because you would be Lisa Boot Munch. Butte Munch.
Butte Munch. I want to hyphenate Butte Munch.
Yeah, this guy had to go through high school for 4 years as Dick Munch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you know, it's probably a family name.
Probably.
They're like, I'm a Dick Munch. Your grandfather was a Dick Munch. Your great-great-grandfather. There have been Dick Munches in this family for as long as history can record. So you, if you think you're above being a Dick Munch, I've got another thing to tell you.
I'm so happy that Mrs. I almost called her Mrs. Munch, man. Ass Man called. Thank you for winning. Thank you for listening. All right, celebrity news next. What's up?
Oh, Shawn Mendes has joined a dating app the moment his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend gets a new boyfriend.
All right, Mia Cabello.
Mia Cabello.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. So Shawn Mendes, he's on the prowl.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, part of his mental health journey is getting back out there. He has reportedly joined a dating app. Signed up for the celebrity dating app Raya. You know, that's the one that, you know, like the best of the best, the one percenters. That's what they use to find other one percenters.
Oh, so somebody has to judge whether you're celeb worthy.
Exactly.
Well, that's then you can get on that, Jeff. We can somehow get you on there because we're locals. We could say you're a local celebrity or whatever. And
yeah, but when people say local celebrity, they mean that as a punchline.
Okay.
So you're a local celebrity. You're like, well, I didn't know that we were going to take slugs at each other this morning.
And that's how you explain it to an out-of-towner.
Okay.
You're like, he's a local celebrity. Like, he does use car ads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on TV all the time.
I know. That's the one thing about living out of the market, like living in Chicago. People are like, I mean, they're like, because in Chicago, the, like, some of the morning shows have, like, billboards with their faces on them.
Oh, we'll never get that.
No, no, no. And they're like, so, like, if I drive down I-80, will I? I was like, no, you will never. That is the one.
Isn't that funny how out-of-towners sometimes are fascinated by it?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a pretty quick one and done. You know, what does DeGan do? And they'll be like, oh, he's a morning guy in Omaha. And there'll be, every once in a while, there'll be like one person that'll sidle up.
Yes.
Really? That's exciting.
Yeah.
Like, so if I ever come to Omaha, I'm totally going to listen.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, it's okay. Not that big of a deal. You can listen online.
Like, are you going to talk about me?
Yes.
Don't use my name.
All right. So to qualify for Raya dating app, you have to have at least bare minimum 5,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, so Insta famous.
Yeah.
That could be anyone.
Yes. So we got to get you 5,000 followers on your Instagram. Then we can move to the next level.
Well,
and then
know.
I can be out there dating Camila Cabello.
Omaha?
Yes, you
I mean,
can
but
be dating
like, you know
celebrities.
What I'm saying? Like, are there people from Omaha on Raya? It struck me as like an LA thing.
If you're on Raya, give us a call. 938-9400. I'm curious, is there any local people locally on?
Because that might be worth it.
Or if you're calling
it.
From LA, I mean, I don't know. But
I mean, if that might be worth it if it was like, you know, national. But Raya to me seems very localized. It seems like in LA or New York or like a Miami type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Where there's like really people with money who are like, I don't want to hang out with anybody else that isn't as popular as I am.
All right. So it says easy to sign up, difficult to get in because it's approved by a member. And there's a waiting list sometimes to, you know, get approval up to 6 months or something like that.
How fun would
that
be to be swiping?
Oh, God.
All celebrities.
Like, another 10. I'm just so sick. Can't they throw a 9 in here just to make it interesting every once in a while?
So has Shawn Mendes met anyone?
Well, I haven't heard if he's met anyone, but the interesting thing is this just comes days after his famous ex-girlfriend, Camila Cabello, is dating the CEO of Raya's rival dating app. The Locks Club.
Is that a celebrity app?
Yes.
The
it's
Locks
even,
it's, Club.
It's dubbed the Jewish Raya. And so apparently that's the thing, is that like of all the sites, he goes on the rival site of the guy that she's dating.
God, it's all, we're covered in Seinfeld references today.
Yes,
we talked to Mrs. Ass Man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then there was the Seinfeld episode where it was for Jewish singles, remember?
Yes.
Wasn't Elaine in
a
dating
a
club
singles,
for Jewish
yeah.
for Jewish singles?
Yeah, because I have friends that were on it in Chicago, and I'm trying to remember the name of it because it is like there's like, and it's, you have to be Jewish. You've got to join. But then there's also ones.
You have to be Jewish to join. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it's a Jewish dating app.
Okay.
And
all right.
There was also one for Catholics and Christian. I mean, so it's not like.
Yeah. We kind of forget that we're getting away from that. We're not as tribal anymore, but I feel for those people, meaning in the family, there's pressure to date. Right? There's within your own pressure.
Absolutely.
It'd be like if my family was like, you can only marry a Irish Catholic girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be too hard.
But a lot of that used to come back to, understandably, that you met your future someone at church.
J-Date. That was the name of it. J-Date.
J-Date?
Uh-huh.
That's successful?
That's the Chicago
or?
Jewish singles.
It's, I don't know if it's just Chicago or if it's, but it's called J-Date, the leading Jewish dating site for single Jewish men and women looking to make a great connection with other Jewish singles. So I had friends that had met like significant others on J-Date.
Okay.
And so that was always the thing. They're like, what are you doing tonight? I can't go out for drinks. I'm going on a J-Date.
What if there's a nose dating one, Jeff, with women with big noses? You can join that. You like noses.
I like lips
and
hips.
And noses. Lips, nose, and hips dating
lips
site.
Lips and hips.
Lips and
hips. Those are usually pretty, you know, prominent features.
Yeah.
The nose.
Nose, lips, and
You've
hips.
You've got that button nose. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No lips and hips.
Well, I mean, what do we have around here? Farmersonly.com?
Farmers you don't have to be lonely. Farmersonly.com. Mew.
And I got that site because it was saying these guys,
they live on a free work.
They need these ladies to know who they are, that they're going to be working a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be living remotely.
Yep.
And you're going to be driving sandwiches out to them while they're out in the field.
He's going
to
smell like manure all the time.
Cologne de poo. Oh, de poo. Ooh, la, la.
Well, good
luck
good
to Sean. Yeah. I mean, they keep showing him living his best life, and I know we're all hoping that he gets mentally okay, but it's like.
This you seems- also need to get in the studio and report some stuff that sells tickets.
If I was his friend, I'd be like, Sean, I'm totally rooting for you, buddy.
Slash agent.
Let's write some songs.
Let's hey, get some hits here's out something. There. He's a pretty How about that?
Prolific songwriter.
Yes, he is. Just.
And all I hear still is us spinning that song on the radio of Camille living her best life, right? La, 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 la.
Well, all right, so in about a half an hour, we're going to let you know how you're going to win those tickets. Season tickets to the Huskers, the season tickets. Every home game, you'll have tickets to, and you'll get to bring whoever you want. So you'll be in power when it comes to those tickets. They're yours,
yeah,
man.
You immediately have Husker credibility.
Oh, my God. Season
like, your
tickets?
Opinion counts because you're like, I'm a season ticket holder.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to do that, but we have news coming up first.
Hot new trend in wedding registries. Forget the toaster. Find out what couples are now asking for.
All right, it's next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Things are a lot busier on the highways right now. Let's start with
Big Party Show. This is the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.